and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. Today we're going to be visiting with someone we've met before. Actually, we've met them a lot before, but you've met them once. That would be my brother John. You may recall he shared a story with us about Thunderbirds. And today we're going to talk about a UFO story that has been in my family for over 50 years. Let's get weird. We're back again with my brother John, who shared a story with us recently about Thunderbirds. And today he is going to talk to us about an encounter I've heard about pretty much my entire life. It was a UFO encounter that happened literally in our backyard. It always frustrated me that it happened before I was born, so I didn't get to take part in this and see it, but I would love to hear this full story again from the beginning.
So it happened one night. Your older brother, my younger brother, we were sharing a bedroom on the main floor, and our sister had the bedroom across the hall from us. And so one night, and we were both apparently awakened at the same time, and maybe I woke him up, but I think we both happened to be awakening, because I woke up and there was this like orb, this round thing in the window, incredibly bright, illuminating the whole bedroom. And it wasn't moving or anything, it was just out there. And I said, this is, do you see that? And he said, yeah. I said, that's not the moon, is it? And he said, no, I, you know. And so we looked at it for a while. I don't know if we were terrified, but we were definitely scared. And at some point I said to and remember, he was only like 6 years old at the time, I think. I'm going to get up and investigate. So I stood up. I think I walked up to the window, but not too close. I was too afraid to get up to the window, but I just wanted to confirm that it looked like there was something right outside that window that was kind of shining in. It was round and it was bright. And I told, I'll never forget this. This is the funniest part of the story, because again, I'm just a little kid watching all these TV shows like Combat and everything. I told, I said, I'm going to get up and investigate. Cover me. Watch my back. So I got up, and when I went back to bed, started throwing blankets on top of me. I said, what are you doing? He said, you told me to cover you. That was it. And again, this is kind of like the story about the Thunderbirds. I probably would have, if nothing else had happened that night, I probably would have just written this off as, yeah, it was a full moon, you know, and it was a full moon, and it was in such a place that it looked like it was right outside the window. The only qualification is never in my entire life, and I spent years in that bedroom, that was my bedroom for years, never was I awakened by something like that. So there seemed to be something unusual about that appearance, and it makes me doubt that it was just a full moon. Now, what really clinched it for me was a couple hours later, but our sister, she comes knocking on our bedroom door, and she says, guys, did you see that? And I said, see what? And she said, there's all kinds of lights flying around out in the sky out there. She said, I can't believe it. And now again, maybe overheard us talking, but I don't think I ever used the word UFO. I don't think we said flying saucer. We were just kind of talking. We were more whispering than talking, and her bedroom was across the hall. So I doubt that she heard us talking. I think she legitimately saw something that prompted her to come and tell us, hey, I'm seeing something really weird back there. There's lights flying around in the sky back there. So that kind of bolstered it. This was something unusual. This was something out of the ordinary that we saw that night. And thank heavens there was no lost time involved. There was no, you know, us waking up 3 hours later wondering where we were and that kind of thing. It all happened in real time. There was nothing more than that. Just this thing that apparently some orb or something was right outside our window hovering there. But that was it. And if it hadn't been making that remark, that was something else I probably would have just written off as just an overactive imagination.
Now, the thing that you guys need to understand is we're talking the 1960s here. Yeah. So this wasn't a drone. Probably wasn't even a helicopter, because back then people didn't just fly helicopters willy-nilly over neighborhoods in Illinois.
And I shared a map with you there of UFO hotspots. And it's interesting. What fascinated me about that map, I put a little star there where Waukegan is. Waukegan is right in the middle. I never realized that, right in the middle of a UFO hotspot. As opposed to, and the other one I highlighted was Roswell, New Mexico, which is about 3 hours away from where I live. Roswell is not a hotspot at all, in spite of all the legend and everything about it. What amazed me about the hotspots that they identified, there was a lot on the East Coast, a lot in the Lake Michigan area, there were some on the West Coast. those are all the areas that are heavily populated, that has a lot of unnatural lighting, street lighting and things like that, and, you know, big buildings and things, and a lot of air traffic as well. So it would seem that the people out there, they would be less inclined to say, oh my gosh, I'm looking at a UFO up there. Because first of all, it's hard to look at the night sky at all. There's so much artificial lighting in the area that it would be hard to see one if one actually did appear. Whereas out in my neck of the woods here in the western United States, where you have just these long, large stretches of desolate areas where there's no street lights, there's no artificial lighting, it's just a blank, barren sky, you would think that there would be more people seeing things here, but that's not the case. It's like that's pretty much all we do see is just a barren sky out there every day. The areas out there, and yeah, the Lake Michigan area is supposedly a major UFO hotspot, which is something I didn't know until I saw that map just 2 days ago.
When the light went away, or I guess the bigger question is, did you just stop looking at it, or did it actually leave?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't recall seeing it leave. Okay. That would have been a deal breaker. If it actually just kind of disappeared or moved away, I would have remembered that, because that would have definitely convinced me that that was something more than just some natural thing. But it kind of begs the question then. I'm trying to, were we actually able to return to sleep under those conditions with that thing shining through the window like that? That's a mystery. I don't remember. I definitely don't remember seeing it just kind of leaving. Mm-hmm. And I'm really jogging my memory here. Maybe the light did eventually just disappear, and that's why we were able to return to sleep. It's hard to fathom that we were able to just say, okay, well, there's a light up there that's really annoying us, and let's go back to sleep, kind of thing. That's interesting. I've never thought about that, how that phenomenon ended. I remember seeing the phenomenon. I remember remarking on it to seeing it too. Me kind of making some tentative steps toward it to get a better view of it. And then hearing sometime, and I think it was an hour or two later, might have been sooner than that, hearing at her door, our sister, and saying, God, I've seen some weird things out there. Have you seen that? And then us telling her what we saw. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. When the lights stopped appearing in the window.
I don't know. You said there was no lost time, but it seems to me like you're kind of missing something from the time you went to investigate and the time Mike threw the covers over you.
You're right. Now I'm a little concerned, yeah. Maybe I should have a doctor check for implants or something.
Did you experience any after effects? I mean, did you have any nightmares or anything after that? Or was it just one of those things you didn't really think about it again?
Yeah, none of that. Yeah, there was no after effects whatsoever, and it just kind of came and went, and it was just a strange night. I guess we kind of all put it behind us after that.
Do you think anything could have, like, attracted it?
I don't think so.
You've never seen anything like that again, right?
No, I have never seen anything like that again. And I was kind of disappointed, and this kind of seeps into a different story, but if you recall, when I was roughly around 17 or 18 years old, there were news stories about some spectral presence up in Wisconsin. I intentionally took a group of my fellow McDonald's co-workers, fellow teenagers up there several nights we went up there. And the first time we went up there, clearly the news had caught on, because somebody there in a Dracula costume selling tourist maps the first night we went there. So it had already become a tourist attraction by the first time we went to investigate it. And we never did. We never saw the spectral light. We never saw that there was supposed to be this light that there was around NN up in Wisconsin, that people, whenever they drove past it, they would see it by the side of the road. And sometimes it would follow their car. And it was like this orb-shaped thing. And that was reported in the news. And so we called it a ghost hunting expedition. And me and some of my fellow teenagers went up there and actually spent the night up there one night, three of us. And we never saw it. We never saw anything. We just saw a lot of other people that found a great place to party.
Yeah, I remember you took me up there once, and as seems to be a tradition with me in Wisconsin, all I found were, like, huge mosquitoes.
Yeah, it was, I remember this is a little bit of a digression, I guess, but there were three of us who spent the night there one night. One of them, you know, close friend of mine, he was one of the three, and he was telling ghost stories. It was probably the worst time to be telling ghost stories, but he said he'd read somewhere that the reason we see ghosts is that if somebody has an intense mental experience just before they die, then that experience gets preserved somehow on the astral plane. And just as he said that, the flap on our tent just flew open. Came open. We all nearly, the tent nearly came off the hinges, but it was just a gust of wind. perfectly timed.
All right, well, we're going to add Highway NN to our list of ghostly roads that we drive up and down. I can't tell you how much time we have spent driving up and down roads where there's supposed to be orbs and things chasing the car and mysterious cigar smoking gangsters appearing in your back seat and everything else.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I answered your earlier question. I don't think I've ever had a UFO experience since then where I've seen something unusual.
Have you since then seen something else? Some natural phenomenon that, in your mind, could have accounted for it. I mean, have you ever seen another light like that and said, "Oh yeah, that's the that's a spotlight from the Goodyear blimp," or you know, that's a Mylar balloon reflecting a street light or something?
I have not, but I'll tell you interesting experience I had about a month after I moved out here. I was sitting in my backyard, and the beautiful view of the mountains back there. It's just been spectacular. It's a The first few months I was out here, I would just spend a lot of time just sitting in the back patio, looking out of the view, and it's a completely unobstructed view. There's no houses back there yet, so I just love it. But one night, when I was smoking a cigar, and one night, I don't know how much I was drinking that night, I don't think I was. I was smoking a cigar, and I was looking up, and the weirdest thing, there were a linear string of lights up in the sky, and my first reaction was, I thought, well, that must be on one of those mountains way in the distance there, but it was too far up. And it was just a fixed linear string of circular lights, stationary. Again, it wasn't moving, it wasn't going anywhere. I went inside to douse off my cigar, I can't remember. When I went outside again, it was gone. It was like it was never there, it was just completely gone. So I have no explanation. So I guess I have had two. If that counts as a UFO, it was not a disc or an orb or flying or anything, but it was an unusual aerial phenomenon.
See, my first thought when I hear string of lights high up in the sky is satellites. I'm thinking, you know, like when they do those massive satellite launches, those chains of them. Uh-huh. But I would think you'd see a little bit of movement on that.
Yeah, these were completely stationary. They did not move at all. But that was it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for once again sharing that story that has haunted me my entire life. And, you know, you were just complaining about this last week, how all the cool stuff happens when you're not there. Yeah. And that I've always had that feeling about that one. I'm like, you know, I lived in that house for 25 years, and the creepiest thing that ever happened was, you know, hearing some sounds from the furnace in the basement. And you know, but just a few years before I'm born, you may have been visited by extraterrestrials, and I missed it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be thinking a lot about that last question of yours about, you know, why we didn't see the orb disappear, or, you know, why we were able to just go fall asleep if it didn't. I hadn't given that a lot of thought.
Thanks very much again, and I love hearing these stories, and I know you've got a few more to share with us sometime, so we look forward to that as well.